Welcome to this special edition of the Effective Statistician Podcast, because I have something important to announce. Next week, so if you listen to this directly on the day where it comes out, next week, so end of September on the 29th, on the 1st of October, we will have a webinar. Both the same content, but you can choose which time fits better for you or which day fits better for you, because the time is actually at 4 p.m. German or CET, or which is 10 a.m. on the East Coast in the US. And this webinar combines two topics that are very close to my heart. I've been in many situations in the past where I was completely stressed out. I had far too many things on my plate. I was busy, busy, busy. And probably you can relate to that, because it seems to be that everybody is overwhelmed. Everybody feels busy. Everybody has a far too long to-do list and is kind of, I could work 24 hours a day and still wouldn't get it done. And that seems to be quite common, because who of your colleagues you talk to says, I'm completely relaxed, I could have a little bit more to do. I think this is not really happening anymore. Yeah, so there's so many things that are going on. And in terms of statisticians, there are not that many. I think the demand is far bigger than having great statisticians out there. And so the better you become, the more stressed you are. So what I've done in the past is I've spent a lot of time studying productivity. So I listen to endless podcasts about productivity while I'm running, because I wanted to spend my time as efficient as possible. So I listen to them while running or while driving or something like this. I also read a couple of different books. I think the first one that I read was Getting Things Done. Pretty famous book, and probably lots of you have heard about it or apply a couple of techniques from it. And so I applied them, and I'm still applying them, and they have helped me to get quite a lot of things done. So I have my podcast that is coming on a weekly basis. I recently founded a new special interest group on visualization. I'm a chair for the communications group within PSI. I have, of course, a day job, which is also quite a lot of things to do. They're building a new team. And last but not least, I also have a family. I have three kids, pretty young still, and of course, and last but not least, a wife, and I really want to spend quality time with them. And, you know, not only quality time, I want to spend a lot of time with them. So how can I all fit this into a day and not get kind of completely stressed out? I worked a lot of productivity, and that helped quite a lot. And in the webinar, I will give you some of the key things that helped me most in terms of the productivity, because I tried lots of different things, and some things, yeah, just don't, you know, turn the needle. But there's a couple of things that have immensely helped me to be more productive. The only problem with this productivity is you get more and more productive, and then your organizations, your supervisors see, oh, you can get even more done. So here are further tasks. And you just are running faster and you're becoming even more efficient. And then you get even more tasks. And so there's, at one point, there's really a diminishing return on investment in terms of, you know, becoming more productive, because there's only so much that you can do. You know, it's like a Formula One race car. You know, there's only little tweaks, but it costs immense amount of effort to then, you know, become a little bit faster. And of course, it comes with potentially with costs. Yeah, so things don't necessarily get more robust in that way. So how can you, in these kind of situations, how can you still increase your impact? How can you make sure that you don't completely freak out, that you don't burn out at work, and that you don't always have a feeling of really kind of betraying someone? Let it be kind of your family because you work so much, or feeling guilty because you spend time with your family and there's so much still on the work side to do. This kind of guilt is really, really something that I also personally felt. And so there's one thing that really helped me with regard to that, and that is being more effective in delegation, being more effective in communication, being more effective in knowing what is really important at work and what is nice to have. What can actually be not done at all? What are the things where I need to focus my effort, and what are the things that can just not be done at all? And so in order to able to do that, of course, you need a couple of specific skills. And in the webinar, we will talk a little bit more about these skills. But in summary, they're pretty much the leadership skills that I talk so often in this podcast about. And so next week, we will also give you a little bit of an intro of how you can improve your leadership skills. We'll talk about things that you can do on your own, that you can do together with others, and we will also talk about the new leadership program that Gary and myself have developed. It's a new program based on the experience of the two programs that we have already run, and the biggest change, I would say, is from a format perspective. So from a content perspective, we have reworked the content. We have added a couple of different sections that people were specifically asking for. So especially things about presentation of data, visualization of data, and more negotiation, difficult conversations, these type of topics. And also, we have changed the format. So the format before was with lots of interactivity and with lots of kind of specific time slots where people were needed to dial in to a Zoom meeting. Also, we recorded these, but still, you know, people usually dialed into these meetings. And of course, that comes with lots of problems. So especially if you're sitting in a time zone that wasn't not suitable for these meetings, that came with problems. And of course, also having lots of these interactivity means a lot of time from Gary and myself. And well, obviously also this comes with costs. So all this package together was quite, yeah, I think still good value for money, but the overall price of about 2,000 euros was quite a hurdle for a lot of people. So that's why we have restructured the program, and now it is more of a program where you can choose for yourself. So there is one side that is on the self-learning side, so that is just the e-learning, and we have a lot of nice videos for this, so that Gary and myself recorded over the last months. And the other thing is then you can have on top of that the small moderated group discussions, which we call mastermind groups. In these mastermind groups, you can then interactively speak with specifically Gary here about your learnings, your challenges, and really reflect on what you're doing correctly and what you can change. And that, of course, deepens very much the understanding of the content. The assignments that come with the program will also be part of the mastermind discussions, but everybody will get these assignments in the e-learning course. So you can also do them on yourself, or if you, you know, lots of people from the same company purchase a course, then of course you could potentially run your mastermind for yourself. You just need to find a moderator, or someone else from you moderates it. So I think there's a lot of potential. Ah, yep, I forgot to mention. We brought the price down to less than 400 euros. So we brought it down from 2,000 to less than 400 euros for the e-learning. And then if you take all the modules, we have three different modules where you can choose from which best fits your need. But even if you take all the three different modules together with the masterminds, it's only about 450 euros. So that, of course, always depends on which tax comes on top, but that depends from country to country. So join in to the webinars next week on the 29th of September and on the 1st of October. You'll surely get a lot of tips and tricks on how to improve your productivity, and also what you need to know to better decide on what's important and what is not important, and also how you can, you know, if you have already said yes to something, how you can get out of that, or how you can, you know, say no in a positive way, so it's not making you feel bad about it. So join these webinars. They are for free, of course. And if you then think about the leadership program, that is also discussed there. You can have questions there. But if you don't think that's appropriate for you, at least you have the free webinar that will be surely helpful for you. So with that, I hope to see you next week.